Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with
Patty White
and Lee Anderson,
who are
co-founders and festival directors of the Annapolis Film Festival.
It's like we practiced that or something. Awesome. And the festival runs March 30th through April 2nd. So get your tickets now. It's always fun. Is it back out at the Maryland Hall?
Maryland Hall for the Creative Arts is one of our venues, but we have four other venues as well.
Which are?
Annapolis Elementary School on Green Street, Asbury United Methodist Church, St. Anne's Parish House, and St. John's College Key Auditorium.
Awesome. I've gone in past years, and it's so much fun, and not that far from D.C., so get on the road and get out there, especially on the weekend. You can knock it out really quick.
And we have trolleys that take you around town for free if you wear have a ticket or a pass.
Does that take you, drop you off at certain restaurants, or are there any places, you know, participating in the area?
Well, you know, Annapolis has plenty of bars and restaurants in between each venue, so it will stop at all five venues, but you can probably walk 30 feet and find a libation or food.
Go make a weekend of it. It's such a beautiful little spot, and the weather's going to be hopefully a little warmer. Yes, so definitely get out there. All right, well, we can't bury the lead because the big thing this year is, oh my God, I'm so excited, Rob Reiner is coming to the opening night. Tell us what we got going on.
Well, we have LBJ, Rob's latest film that's going to be released in the fall. And of course, it's the story of Lyndon Johnson, specifically during the period of passing civil rights legislation. And it's for the big screen. The other things have been done for television, but this is Woody Harrelson and on the big screen. And we're very excited. He directed it, and it's got a huge cast of very well-known celebs.
Who else in it?
Richard Jenkins, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Michael Stahl David, and of course, we also have another special guest, Jeffrey Donovan, star of Burn Notice, who plays John F. Kennedy in the film.
Wow, that's so awesome. How does it compare? I assume you've seen it. How does it compare to the Bryan Cranston All the Way?
Well, it's interesting because I saw the film premiere at Toronto this past fall, and I had seen the HBO film, and Bryan Cranston was excellent in it, and he plays the very bombastic part of Lyndon Johnson. But Woody Harrelson's take is so uniquely different, very Woody-ish, in the sense that he captures that vulnerability that Johnson had when the Kennedys were kind of on top of him. And you really go through that with him, and you see what it took for him and the movement, how he changed his character. All of that was really fascinating in this film.
Yeah, there were a lot of nuances with him showing that side through conversations with his wife. And he felt like he had lost his power after he was such a rock star in the Senate, mm-hmm. and he sort of ruled the roost, that he couldn't quite find his footing until after Kennedy's assassination.
Wow. And this isn't Harrelson's first rodeo with a movie sort of like this, because wasn't he in Game Change as well, right? Yeah,
yes, he was.
One of the mm-hmm. aides mm-hmm. to McCain Palin in that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, I'm excited to see it. But what is Reiner going to be doing? Is he going to do like a Q&A afterwards? Or
yes,
so, yeah.
We're fortunate also. We have someone that always hosts for us. We have Joe Neumeier, who's a former New York Daily News film critic, coming down, and he will be handling the conversation with Rob. And we have a whole bunch of special guests that will be on the stage. Three of the producers of the film, two of which are Patty's sons, the screenwriter Joey Hartstone, and even possibly the film editors coming in. So it's and Jeffrey Donovan. So
hold on, your sons are the producers. That's the Annapolis connection, right?
Okay. There is an Annapolis connection. They actually developed the script with Joey Hartstone, who is the writer, and who is also coming in. They developed it for several years and got it out there in the world. The script was on the blacklist, and then Castle Rock and Rob Reiner picked it up and they made a film together.
Does Reiner's connections go back even further? Because I know like A Few Good Men was based around here. And
well, I think Reiner's just always had an interest in the political scene and what's happening in the world, you know. I mean, for all the fact that he might have done When Harry Met Sally and some of our favorite romantic comedies and all
Misery
kinds of...
Misery and Princess Bride and Spinal Tap.
Exactly.
And the list goes on and on.
You know, like he's
an American president.
And
he's the American filmmaker, you know.
Right, totally. Awesome. So I assume if our listeners show up, will they be able to throw some questions out to him from the audience or...
Yes, we're going to, our Q&A, we'll have 20 minutes to a half an hour where all of these, where Rob will get to talk and all the producers and other people involved will get to talk. And then we'll have some questions from the audience. And I mean, I can just tell you one thing. Rob's really magical on a stage. He just knows how to command a room, and he's funny and he's poignant and he's political and he's, you know, he's all of those things that are really relevant today.
That's so awesome. So that's the big opening night on Thursday, right?
It is.
Take us into day two, Friday.
Well, you can start your day with coffee and inside knowledge of the industry if you come to Coffee Talks With. Coffee Talks With always have a few surprise unannounced guests. It's an intimate setting, and Baltimore Coffee and Tea provides treats while you get to ask any questions you want of all of our big guests.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, our filmmakers just show up, you know what I mean? We ask them, sort of, nobody knows who's coming, and you might four or five filmmakers at the table, industry
or
guests.
You might have all actors one morning. Wow. You might have all doc filmmakers. It's really fun.
And the more caffeinated they get, the more they talk, I'm sure.
Better. A lot of them have just rolled out of bed, and they look like it.
Well, you want to see some filmmakers with bedhead?
From the parties.
Honestly, if you actually lasted through the party, because we have a pre-reception, we have the film, and we have an after party that will go till about 1 a.m.
This is the Reiner thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this will be the morning after.
So this will be the wake-up time.
Hangover cure time.
Films run 10 to 10 most days. So.
Okay, cool. What films are that day, are on Friday? Do we know?
We have a lot of films.
We have a lot of film. We also have, Friday's our big panel day, too. We have a lot of interest. We have three industry panels, you know, like how to make a great short film, and the new documentarians, and the digital distribution. And how to get your film released. Mm-hmm. Those are all panels we're going to have. And then we have a big tech talk, which is, you know, the hottest thing at these film festivals these days.
We have some special guests. We have our premier sponsor, Nimble Storage, and we brought in a keynote speaker, Peter Bailey, who's the chief strategy officer for Dataminr, and they predict the present. So they mass filter about 300 million social media messages around the globe daily with a unique algorithm that lets them know what's happening. So, for example, based on 19 messages, they could confirm 20 minutes before Wall Street or the world knew that Osama bin Laden was dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're a pretty hot
That's
company.
Awesome. And different Peter Bailey than Jimmy Stewart's dad. Right?
Yes. Yes.
It's a different Peter Bailey.
But we also, when we tie in the convergence, we think film and tech is really converging, and there's a whole tech movement, especially in the Baltimore area with the work that Steve Case is doing, mm-hmm. and it's just getting a lot more traction this year.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and so... While that's going on, we are also going to be screening some fantastic films.
Yeah,
and
what are the movies?
We have a great film called The Gaza Surf Club, which is really about a bunch of young Palestinians who want to surf
on the Gaza Strip.
And, you know, they build their own wooden surfboards, and they have to deal with the whole political scenario of where they're living, and they, you know, the women, the young girls who want to surf, once they reach a certain age, they have to wear the burqas, and it's just really, and they want to follow the dream. A lot of them want to leave and go on the surfing scene, and you know, things are tough. So it's a beautiful film and a very interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, surfing with all the tensions and everything going, and even violence around. Wow.
That's 3 o'clock at Maryland Hall.
What was that? Robert Duvall and Apocalypse Now, surfing
exactly.
with bombs going off. It's
exactly.
not quite that bad, but that's awesome.
Well, it's pretty. Right. They're under siege. I mean, it's their one release where they can feel free. It's really and beautifully shot. It's a German film, German and
Palestinian
and
United States
production.
American.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
We also have a wonderful environmental showcase Friday afternoon at St. Anne's Parish House.
No, it's at Maryland Hall.
Oh, Maryland Hall. Right. That's right. We moved it because we have a great film. First, it starts with a short called Rising Tide that was produced for The Atlantic. It's about flooding issues in Miami, continues to be underwater, and its unique solutions for continual flooding, which Annapolis, of course, can also relate to. And then that's only 7 minutes long, and it's followed by The Islands and the Whales, which is a beautiful feature doc, beautifully shot, and they record the whales, and Lucas Sound did the sound for the whales, and it focuses on a small community in the Faroe Islands and how pollution is impacting their lives.
Okay, and so that environmental series is Friday, you said?
Yeah, it's a showcase on Friday where we'll have a panel following with some really key people. This is a not miss if you're interested in these issues. This film
and
will
right
be
in Annapolis.
Come on. Exactly.
Chesapeake Watershed. Come on, this is perfect.
And this film will be reshown again on Saturday. So for people who can't get to it on Friday, it's really
the panel's
worth seeing.
On Friday.
Gotcha.
But we have some rock star. We have marine biologists, oceanographers. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Awesome.
And we have a lot of other great films throughout the day. People should go to our program, our web, and check it out and see all the films. But we have a film called The Archer that's going to be at Maryland Hall at 5 o'clock on Friday, which is just coming off of South by Southwest.
Wow.
And that's a very cool kind of woman-driven film.
Directed by a woman who has a PhD in astrophysics and then became a filmmaker.
Wow. What's it about?
And it's really about a delinquent young woman who gets sent to a camp, one of these camps in the wilderness, and she, her sport is archery. And she, when these guys are mean and horrible and do bad things to everybody, it becomes a thriller, and they escape and they're chased, and she uses archery.
Ah.
And it's a very, very cool film.
Very Katniss.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a narrative film.
It's a narrative. Okay. Yeah.
So you get some docs, some narrative.
And then Friday night, our big event is the African American Experience Showcase. We're very delighted this year to offer an amazing film that's just out called Chasing Train, the John Coltrane documentary.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You got to come.
Voiced by Denzel Washington as Coltrane. Mm-hmm. It's spectacular.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And this is an iconic musician, and it's an iconic kind of film because it captures all the essences of his life and his music, and it's really beautifully done. And then we're going to have a panel afterwards that's going to include Ashley Kahn, who's a professor at NYU and has written a book about Coltrane. And then we're going to have Willard Jenkins, the DC jazz critic and the artistic director of the Jazz Fest here, who's going to sit on the panel as well. And then we also have Art Sherrod, who's a local musician, who's a saxophonist and a fantastic musician.
And that will all be moderated by Chris Haley, nephew of Alex Haley.
Yeah. Nice. Man, you guys getting everybody coming at
him. So we've got a lineup. And at the same time, while some of these things are going on, we have a film called Katie Says Goodbye, which was at Toronto. And it's, you know, a very hard-hitting story about a young woman who works in a diner and prostitutes herself in order to make money to try to get out of town.
She's had
hardships and whatever, and Olivia Cooke is the star, and Olivia Cooke, and she's phenomenal in this. And it's a tough movie to watch, but an important movie. And the director Wayne Roberts is coming in, so we have all that going on, and we also have a film that people can just go and have a blast with called The Next Big Thing, and you know it's a young hip movie.
One friend decides his other friend should be a reality star because he's kind of a slacker, not doing much. And it goes from bad to worse, but it's very comedic along the way. And it's kind of a guy buddy film.
And then we have to top it off by saying we have our local film made by local filmmakers in our old Capitol Gazette building called The Night Watchman. And it's kind of a comedy horror film.
Nice.
And we're playing that as our late night film at the Annapolis Elementary Gym.
Oh,
where
cool.
They're attacked by clownpires, which is a clown and a vampire combined.
And then they have
not going to sleep tonight after
zombies as well.
Hearing that. Zombie clownpire. Great. Great. Okay, cool. I want to ask about the closing night, but are there any other movies you want to highlight before that? I'm sure.
We want to talk a little bit about
Saturday.
Let's
go into Saturday.
Yeah, before we even get into the films. On Saturday, we have a couple of really fantastic panels as well. And one of them is our panel about screenwriting, basically. And it's sponsored by Screencraft, and they're sending in, we have two wonderful women executive producers in television who are coming in who also write. And
do we know the names?
Yes, we do. Melissa Carter, who had Queen Sugar, and we have Tanya Saracho, who is How to Get Away with Murder.
Awesome.
And she did Hung, too.
And she did Hung as well. And they're both coming in to sit on this panel. And we're going to also have Matt Spicer, who won the Waldo Salt Award at Sundance this year for Ingrid Goes West. And we have that at our festival as well. And Jordan Roberts, who's wrote and directed Burn Your Maps, which is about to come out in the theaters with Vera Farmiga. And we have that film as well.
Pick the brains of some of the best screenwriters out right now.
So, and then we have a kids panel called The Kid Stays in the Picture, where we have three child actors.
Is that named after that?
Yes, it is.
The Kid Stays in the Picture. You know, sometimes it's hard to be in a picture with a kid because they steal the show, you know.
Yeah.
We have some terrific kid actors that have some pretty good credentials. We have Max Page, who's in a world premiere of a short film called No Stranger Pilgrims, which will play at the festival in our world premiere short showcase. We have a young boy named Alex.
His name is Anthony Gonzalez.
Thank you. Anthony Gonzalez, who's in a short film as well that's at the festival.
Icebox is what it's called.
Then a young lady named Jillian Lebling, who probably is best known for her role in Bridge of Spies, playing Tom Hanks' daughter.
Oh, okay.
So these are all a collection, and we also have a great panel from 10:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning, called "The Truth About Producers and Directors."
We're joining
all of these producers and directors that are on all these films that we brought in.
Where they can go at it and
exactly.
Say, no.
And
this is
going to be like a open brawl. Okay, why is it? What is this relationship like? Why is it challenging? And how does it work as a team?
And probably very enlightening to, let's face it, I'm sure a lot of maybe a little more casual moviegoers, they say them as one and the same, but you know, if you're in the industry, they have two totally different ones. So it's going to be awesome to see them go at it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then we have some of the films that we mentioned.
On Saturday afternoon, of course, is Burn Your Maps, which is just a delightful story. It's Vera Farmiga, Virginia Madsen makes a cameo, and Jacob Tremblay from Room,
who does steal the
show. He's amazing in this.
He was great. I mean, Vera, God, Bates Motel and everything else. She's always great.
Yeah, you got to check this movie out.
The story follows a family that's just suffered a loss of a child, and they're all kind of drifting apart, and the parents are in therapy, and the teenage daughter's acting out, and the 8-year-old son is obsessed with becoming a Mongolian goat herder.
And like most kids.
And so the mom wants to support him, and the dad saying, take off that stupid costume. And what happens, they go to a car wash and meet a young Indian Pakistani filmmaker who decides he wants to film the kid. They go on Kickstarter, raise thousands of dollars, and the next thing you know, they're all running off to Mongolia.
Wow.
So that's a terrific film. And we also have a fantastic documentary called Jackson, directed by Maisie Crow, which is really about the last abortion clinic in Mississippi.
Oh,
and it's very powerful, and it really represents the battle that's going on this issue, and it's done extremely well. And you know, we hope to have Maisie Skyping in. So I think it's going to be quite an afternoon. And then
don't forget Ella Brennan.
Yeah, Saturday morning we have Ella Brennan commanding the table, which is,
if you're a foodie and you want to know about the origination of farm to table, this is your film.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, the Brennans in New Orleans, all the restaurants, she's the matriarch.
Wow.
So that we have that. And then we end or we move on to our 7 o'clock spotlight film on Saturday night is Ingrid Goes West, which we had mentioned to you about Matt Spicer, who will be there, and the producers. And that film is just off of Sundance. And it hasn't been seen anywhere else yet. It probably won't come into the theaters till August. It's Aubrey Plaza, Elizabeth Olsen, and O'Shea Jackson. And it is a fantastic film.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Yeah, O'Shea Jackon Jr. Yes, that
right.
is.
No ice cube.
No ice cube.
He was great in Compton. Yeah, man, and all those guys.
This is a terrific film, and it's about Instagram and social media, and it's a real commentary on what happens when hell breaks loose and everything goes wrong.
What's it called again?
It's a dark comedy. Ingrid Goes West.
Ingrid Goes West. Okay.
It's right there. There's the picture.
Oh, here it is.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock at St. John's on Saturday night.
That's so awesome.
And we have fantastic other films. We have Alive and Kicking.
Yeah, Alive and Kicking is really fun. It's about the resurgence of the Lindy Hop and how people use it for everything from socialization to exercise to an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the dancers is actually a professor at the U.S. Naval Academy. That's in the film, so that'll be really fun.
And we also have Bloodstripe, which is a really interesting veteran film, a woman Marine who comes home to her family and the difficulties that she's having. But it's done without the flashbacks. It's done with the real story. Remy Auberginois is the director. His father, Rene, I think, is in it as well. And Remy is coming. And it's really worth seeing if you're interested in that.
A lot of big
area.
Military contingent around your film festival area. So that's perfect for them to come out to. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. And so this is
all Saturday.
That's all Saturday. You guys are so good about staying chronological. I love you. Make it easier for me after I edit this down. Okay, cool. Well, that's amazing. All right. Well, if somehow we, you know, aren't geeking out by now, what's on tap for Sunday?
Sunday, you can get a free bagel, lox, and coffee breakfast if you go to the Jewish Experience Showcase.
Wow. Wow, free.
Yeah, and they have two great films in that. The Last Laugh is a really interesting documentary.
I
and
was
then,
gonna say the Murnau movie. Did you ever see that one? Sorry, I'm derailing us. It's like an old silent German movie from the
20s. Oh my God, we're not gonna do
but
that.
But anyway,
one.
All right. No, this is the new Last Laugh.
The new Last Laugh. And then there's the One Week in a Day, which is the Israeli narrative feature film, which is really good. And so those films around the bagel breakfast are a wonderful, fun morning. And while that's going on across town at Maryland Hall, we have our wonderful sailing film that we provide for our sailors. This one's called Following Seas. And the two filmmakers will be here for that. And it follows a man and a woman who meet in 1959, in the late 50s, when they're both on sailboats, both sailing, and they meet, they kind of get together, fall in love, get married, have a family, and they keep filming themselves over the years as they sail around the world. Mm-hmm. And this is all the compilation of that footage of their life, of their trips around the world, and their family growing, and it's just fascinating.
It's real. It's a
documentary.
It's like a boyhood applied to
exactly. Following
Seas. They shoot it all over the world. They've gone around the world like five times.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, a wonderful film. And of course, then we have just a great lineup of some repeats of some of the other films and a lot of new films on Sunday.
There's also another really, really important and relevant film I'd like to mention. We didn't even know at the time when we accepted the film how relevant it would become. Right. It's made by Mark Harris, who has already won two Academy Awards for feature documentary films. He did Into the Arms of Strangers and The Kinder Transport. Mm-hmm. And now he has a film called Breaking Point, The War for Democracy in the Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
And it's so relevant. It shows the aggression of Putin. It shows the people in the Ukraine, how average citizens and an artist citizen army of 10,000 stood up to fight the annexation of Crimea.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it shows how Russian television is creating fake news and propaganda, and they're dressing people up to look like American newscasters, and they're attacking the real journalists. And it's a real assault on the truth and journalism. And it's just very inspirational because they literally stopped that war through the spirit of the Ukrainian people.
Wow. Yes. What was the other? Wasn't there a different Oscar doc recently about Winter on Fire? Maybe.
Yes, there was something. I can't remember the name.
Similar.
Yeah.
A feature, and the producer, Paul Wolanski, who is half Ukrainian, he will be present to do the Q&A, which will be great.
Yeah. Wow, talk about timely.
Very, very timely. Wow. Yep. And on the flip side of that, just a kind of an interesting character study is a really interesting family story called Supergirl, where a 14-year-old girl is just wants to be a power lifter.
And, like bodybuilder 14-year-old
girl. Yeah, becomes like one of the strongest. And when you look at her, you would never guess this. And her family kind of gets behind her. And there's a lot of criticism. Mm-hmm. Why is a young girl lifting all of this? And it's a really interesting story. And we're showing that doc on Sunday afternoon.
Is it competitive weightlifting?
Yes.
She's competing against boys her age and
she still is.
Them.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
It's pretty fascinating. And so we are showing that film as well.
Supergirl.
And all of this leads up to our Best of Fest on Sunday. It starts at 5:00 at Maryland Hall.
So that's if you missed anything over the weekend.
It's the audience awards. So the audience winners.
So we're green, we're clean. We do text to vote powered by Synergix for the second year. And you can vote from your cell phone for your favorite films.
This is right after you get out of the movie. Don't do it during the movie, guys.
There's only a short window and we always know you can only vote once from each phone.
Wow.
But you can text, 1 through 5 stars for how you felt, and we have the PricewaterhouseCoopers tally, and then a big award ceremony. And
so it's going to be the right winner.
Well,
PricewaterhouseCoopers.
We've actually have done better than PricewaterhouseCoopers lately, but
nice.
It's pretty exciting to get that kind of feedback from the audience, and it's really exciting for a filmmaker, but even a better indication for a distributor. So audience awards matter because
that
tells the distributor if people are going to watch it.
And the interesting thing for our audience is that with the awards, they're going to see the best short doc. I mean, the best narrative doc and the best feature length doc and the best feature length film narrative. So that will all be shown for those who we're running around seeing other things, and they can come and go in the middle of that. And at the same time, we're showing, like, our closing night film is The Tiger Hunter over at St. John's. So if you've seen all of those and you want to just go to another fresh, mm-hmm. you know, great right. comedy, terrific film, you can go see The Tiger Hunter. So we that have
one.
That
too. What
is
The Tiger Hunter about? Tell them what that's about.
It's set in the 1970s. Five Indian young men come to the U.S. to become, what else, engineers? With the dream of finding the perfect girl. Unfortunately, between them, they all own one suit.
So we take it from there.
Is it pinstriped or no? I'm
it's
trying
very
to think
70s. It's very oh, okay. polyester.
It's a polyester oh. suit. Yes. Yeah,
and, that's fantastic. Yeah. So they're just alternating the suit while yeah. trying. Oh, that's great.
They're trying to do their thing. It's pretty funny and yeah, pretty interesting. But the one thing we've neglected to talk about, which is really a big part of our festival this year. We have some of the best shorts programs
we
that
do.
You can imagine, and they've all been programmed to have titles, and the titles are all Shakespearean. So To Be or Not to Be, you know, Farewell,
all the world
Fair Cruelty,
a stage.
All the yeah,
oh,
and
gotcha.
They all fit in that. And these are some of the finest short films you're going to see.
Oh, that's
they're,
great!
In a lot of international, some
are.
Here from this country, but you're going to see some of the best short films. Because they have been really curated and they're just fantastic.
They're from the top festivals everywhere. We're mm-hmm. really extraordinarily proud of all of our shorts programming this year. I think people will be surprised. And they all have some comedic elements throughout each program. It's mm-hmm. it's fun. It's interesting. Right. And they all touch on very human experiences.
I mean, we have everything from immigration to dating, from, mm-hmm. you know...
robots to zombies.
Robots, yeah, right. Exactly. To a school shooting. I
to
mean,
a school shooting,
you know,
to getting a Yelp rating over your head.
Yeah.
Man, it's the gamut.
It is.
It's the gamut. So, I mean, we're very proud of all of these shorts programs that are sprinkled in throughout all of our other programming. And so we're just saying, if you come to Annapolis for this weekend, there will be so much to do between all of the things we've just laid out and our great parties that you won't sleep for 4 days.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a great lineup. Take us into, you know, before we leave, sort of the more the logistics, like can they get a pass for the whole weekend, or what are individual showing prices, that sort of stuff.
Okay, there are multiple ways to enjoy the movie. So you can get an individual ticket for $12.50. You can go online and do that and print it home. You can go to any box office at any of the five venues and they can print a paper ticket. But you can also get a day pass if you're only planning to come out for a day. It's $50, unlimited everything, which is a great deal if you're going to go to four movies or more.
Right, it pays for itself.
It pays for itself. It also... get you out of the ticket line. You just get in the pass line to get in. So it's like one line instead of two. You can get a full festival pass, get you into opening night, the opening night after party, and Best of the Fest, plus unlimited films and panels. So there's a myriad of ways to participate.
Awesome. Sounds good. And I'm sure they can find it all on your website, which is, again...
AnnapolisFilmFestival.com. And I forgot to mention, student passes are $50 for the whole weekend. We encourage young people to come out and rub elbows with... everybody in town.
Bring your student ID. And,
yep.
Nice. The other thing is, we have a student shorts program that's free to the public on Sunday afternoon around noon. And it's really, these are top student films from around the world. And they're every bit like any professional. I mean, they are really worth seeing. They're fantastic.
Awesome. Well, this sounds amazing. So everybody, a reminder, it's March 30th. Through April 2nd, and every day has a lot of awesome stuff from Rob Reiner on through everything else. It's going to be great. Annapolis Film Festival, thanks so much for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We hope
see
to
see
you there.
See you there.